Hello and welcome to We're Watching What? I'm your host Dana, or the DHK as I'm known, and three things up for review this week. First up is a new A24 film called Love Lies Bleeding. Then there's the American Society of Magical Negroes. And finally, the new Lindsay Lohan rom-com Irish Wish. First up is a new film called Love Lies Bleeding. And I saw this a little bit ago, and I've been chomping at the bit to talk about it. It is a love story. It is a crime thriller. It is also fitness inspiration embodied. You know, so many things going on in it. It stars Kristen Stewart and Katie M. O'Brien. And you might recognize Katie M. O'Brien from Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, quite a mouthful, and The Mandalorian, although you might not recognize her because she looks very, very different in both of those roles than she does in this. They play a basically couple who meet at a gym that Kristen Stewart is managing. Katie M. O'Brien's character is a fitness bodybuilder, etc., who is kind of, I guess for lack of a better word, transient, you know, floating through the world, and starts to set down roots a little bit in this relationship. I have to say, Katie M. O'Brien's body is ridiculous. And I'm not saying that in like a crude or rude way. So much of this is about the physicality of this character. And you can tell that she has put in the work. You know, I don't want to say it's going to make you feel bad about your body, but it is certainly something to respect and aspire to. The other thing I appreciate about this film is that, you know, a film like this in the wrong hands could feel very exploitative or male gaze-y. And it is not, because one, the director is a woman, which I think helps considerably. She's also the co-writer of it, Rose Glass is her name. This is her second feature film. She also did one called Saint Maud, which I did not see because it's scary, quite frankly. You know, the love story and the chemistry between them is great. I think the other components, the sort of thriller-y components, are equally compelling. The rest of the cast is rounded out by Ed Harris, Jenna Malone, who I haven't seen in a hot minute, feels like. I was like, oh, this is really good casting, actually. Dave Franco, and then Anna Baryshnikov, who I didn't recognize her at all during the film, but I realized she's the daughter of Mikhail Baryshnikov, the dancer. I was like, oh, all right. She does a great job in this. This movie was, you know, gasp worthy for several reasons in a good way. I found myself, you know, just like enraptured by it. Some of it was just being really impressed by the physicality of it. I know I'm harping on this a lot, but I just really, well done, Katie M. O'Brien. I don't want to give too much away, but you know, I will give you a fair warning. It can get gruesome. And so if you are squeamish, there are moments where, you know, you will need to either cover your eyes or, you know, that type of thing. It is very sexual. So, you know, very rated R. I think it does it, like I said, I think it approaches it in not a gratuitous way, but it's nice to see a relationship of characters who like really feel like they are in a relationship together and they are hooking up because that's what they want to be doing, you know, because they are compelled to do so, versus like, we're going to shoehorn a sex scene in here. I thought it was well crafted. I like that these are two characters that we don't normally get to see in like protagonist-ish roles. I think they complement each other really well. The film gets weird. You know, there are a lot of nail-biting moments, but it does get a little bogged down in a couple of things. But overall, you know, I don't particularly see a ton of reasons not to see it. I will say, if you are super squeamish or, you know, you don't like grisly things, this might not be for you. But aside from that, I really do encourage you to take a chance on this. I'm going to give it a 4.7 out of 5. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back. And I'm back. The next film I have is called The American Society of Magical Negroes, and this was an interesting one as well. You know, conceptually, I actually really liked the idea behind the film. I think, unfortunately, in execution, it just loses its way a little bit. So first, you have to be familiar with the concept of the magical Negro, which I think it's pretty much been popularized by Spike Lee. The idea behind it is basically a black character who only exists in order to facilitate, you know, either through literal magic or, you know, wisdom or whatever it is, the goals of a Caucasian character. I think one of the most classic examples of this is Will Smith's character in The Legend of Bagger Vance. You've also got something like The Green Mile. You know, it's a token role, and you need to be equipped with that knowledge in order to have this film make sense. I mean, it's still like a commentary on race, etc., but the fact that it's in the title, you know, I think might be a little scary to some people. And I wanted to be able to say, like, yeah, just ignore it. Like, it's a really great, well-crafted commentary and, you know, criticism of race relations in America today, etc. I can't quite say that with confidence just because it does get messy and it kind of like undermines itself. And so the idea in this film is that there's actually literally a society of magical black people who exist to help keep white people like balanced in order to, you know, I guess balanced and comfortable in order to make the world a safer place for anybody who is not white, you know, which is a sad thought in and of itself, which is why I like the concept. It stars Justice Smith, David Alan Greer, Drew Tarver, Michaela Watkins, Unley Bogan, Rupert Fred, Nicole Byer. You know, it's a good cast. I like the people in this cast. Justice Smith's character ends up at this tech company, and I think they did a very funny and excellent job of capturing the utter ridiculousness of tech culture. So it's also somewhat a commentary on that. And, you know, you've got the dynamic between Justice Smith's character, who gets recruited by David Alan Greer's character, and the white man, who is played by Drew Tarver, who, you know, he has been assigned to help make more comfortable. Yeah, I'm just recalling there are so many little things that I thought were so, so clever. But through the overall course of the film, something just didn't quite mesh. And I think some of it is because it fell into like other generic kind of romantic comedy tropes, which, you know, it's an odd thing to balance. Ultimately, what this film probably struggles with the most is how comfortable and uncomfortable can you make the audience before it is off-putting? I wasn't off-put by it, but I think the challenge is that they were unable to like find their own balance. And so they didn't quite commit to certain decisions because of, and you know, this may have been like a studio note scenario where they were afraid to go too far into one direction. And so the end result is just kind of like mushy, which is a shame because again, I think the core concept is very funny and clever and there are great moments in it. However, because of the unevenness of this, I'm only going to give this a 3 out of 5. The last film I have this week is called Irish Wish, and it stars Lindsay Lohan in a Netflix rom-com, and honestly, I was here for it. I think the most important thing in a film like this is setting your expectations appropriately. Like, you're watching this because you are basically supporting Lindsay Lohan, and you want to see her succeed because, I don't know, it's all succeeding somehow. It's odd. This movie recycles or borrows from almost every, you know, romantic comedy trope and mushes them all together. I don't think there's, like, an original bone in this film's body, but whatever, you know, a lot of these films like this, you know, the Hallmark originals, the Lifetime originals, they're very plug and play. So it's not bad, right? You're watching this for Lilo. It also stars Ed Spieler's Aisha Curry, wife of Steph Curry, who I did not recognize in this. To her credit, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing because I mostly know her as a chef slash cook or Steph Curry's wife. And so the fact that I wasn't bothered by her performance in this, like, shout out Aisha Curry. Alexander Vlahos, Elizabeth Tan, and then Jane Seymour, who I do not think was in the same room, set, etc. as a single person in this film. Like, I think they had 3 days with Jane Seymour and were like, please, please do this film. Like, you won't have to talk to anybody at all. It's fine, whatever. The premise behind it is Lindsay Lohan plays a book editor and her main author is, you know, she has feelings for him, but he ends up with her best friend. And so they trot off to magical Ireland for the wedding of the author and the friend. She meet cutes into Ed Spieler's character, who is the photographer, and then, you know, makes this wish under a magical Irish wishing tree or wishing bench or something along those lines that she, Lindsay, was the one who was marrying the author instead, wakes up into an alternate reality in which she is the bride, and then realizes that maybe there was a better fit out there for her. So, like I said, it is very cookie cutters, paint by numbers, by the book, but you're not watching a movie like this, or I would hope you know going into a movie like this, like, that's what you're signing up for, and it is delivering on that. And I thought Lindsay was great in this. You know, again, managed expectations, but it's not Mean Girls level acting performance, Lindsay Lohan, but she looks great. She delivers her lines coherently. You know, she's actually doing acting and like cuteness in certain points. There are a lot of sort of supposed to be klutzy moments that maybe she's not quite as good at, but I thought it was sweet. You know, it's a simple background watch. There's nothing, there's not a, you know, it's not great. It's not Shakespeare. It's not the greatest romantic comedy of all time. But if you like movies like this and you like Lindsay Lohan, this is perfectly fine. Caveating for what it is and based on my expectations for it, I'm going to give it a 3.8 out of 5. That has been it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, we would love it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a review, or even consider subscribing.